Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. There are moments in a nation's life when noise must give way to meaning. When headlines blur and tempers flare, it's easy to believe that the center cannot hold. But sometimes, the most faithful thing a nation can do is pause. What if I told you that a government shutdown is not always a sign of failure? What if, beneath politics and protest, something deeper is happening? Something lawful, deliberate, even sacred. That's what we're going to examine today. The doctrine of constitutional self-restraint. When a republic pauses, it's not because it's broken. It's because it's obeying its own law. Let's begin where all authority begins in America, the Constitution. Article 1, Section 9 says this: no money shall be drawn from the treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. That single sentence carries enormous power. It means government cannot spend without consent of the people's representatives. It cannot act without legitimacy. So when appropriations lapse, when Congress does not authorize spending, the Constitution itself issues a command. Stop. This is not dysfunction. This is design. And in 1980, Attorney General Benjamin Civiletti made that truth binding. He ruled that during any lapse in appropriations, federal agencies must halt all non-essential operations, not as punishment, but as obedience to law. From that moment, the modern shutdown was born. Not as a tactic of politics, but as a reflex of the Constitution. It was the law saying, if consent has expired, so must activity. Now let's look beyond policy to principle. There's something profoundly biblical about restraint. Psalms 46 says, be still and know that I am God. Stillness isn't weakness, it's awareness. Sometimes nations, just like people, must stop to be renewed. What looks like loss can actually be lawfulness. What feels like paralysis can actually be preservation. Our founders built tension into the system. Lawful conflict instead of violent conflict. They knew liberty must sometimes contract so that tyranny cannot expand. The government's pause, it is painful, yes. But pain in law is not pain in chaos. It is the labor of renewal, the discipline that reminds us of who we are. Let's anchor this clearly. When you hear the word shutdown, replace it with constitutional contraction. A shutdown sounds like a failure. A contraction sounds like restraint, controlled, purposeful, lawful. Language shapes trust. When we rename the act, we reclaim its meaning. What the Constitution is doing is enforcing its own boundary conditions. It isn't falling apart. It's tightening. to preserve integrity. And that is how trust is rebuilt, by understanding that not all silence is absence, and not all pauses are breakdowns. So what does this mean for you, for citizens, for families, for markets? It means this. The Republic is not in danger when it pauses. It's in danger only when it acts without consent. Every shutdown since 1980, 1995, 2013, 2018, and now 2025 follows that same rhythm. When debt rises, when spending outpaces law, when politics fail to reconcile, the Constitution steps in. Not through speeches or executive orders, but through stillness. This is the architecture of self-restraint. The government stops because the law commands it. And when it restarts, it does so with restored legitimacy. As the Supreme Court reminded us in INS versus Chadha, the separation of powers was not intended to promote efficiency, but to preclude the exercise of arbitrary power. That's not gridlock. That's governance. Here's a truth that I've learned. Before renewal, there must be repentance. Before movement, there must be stillness. Maybe that's what our nation is learning again, to slow down, to listen, to remember that lawfulness and grace can coexist together. When God pauses us, it's not to punish, it's to prepare. And when the Constitution pauses the Republic, it's not to destroy, it's to discipline. This season will pass, the government will reopen. But if we come out of this moment with greater humility and understanding, then the pause was not in vain. Here's the truth, spoken plainly. Shutdowns do not prove the Constitution is failing. They prove it still works. They show that power in America is conditional, revocable, answerable to law, that no office, no branch, no person may spend without consent. This is the mark of a mature republic, one that can pause, breathe, and begin again. So as citizens, let's choose understanding over outrage, lawfulness over fear. Let's remember that our nation was not built on perpetual motion, but on deliberate order. Because in the stillness, the Constitution still speaks. And what it says in every pause, every contraction, is simple and enduring. We are still governed by law. I'm Nick Lendecker. This is the White Paper. And may this moment remind us that even in silence, the American covenant endures.